At first, getting BP to cough up an oil sample from its broken well wasn't easy. When they finally did, the researchers compared it to microscopic droplets of oil they'd found floating in enormous clusters dozens of miles from the blown-out site. Through a process called fingerprinting, the scientists found the subsurface plumes of oil came from the same place as the sample BP reluctantly handed over. University of South Florida chemical oceanographer David Hollander said that this turns the common conception of an oil spill on its head.
The far field samples that we've been analyzing to the northeast and to the east of the wellhead, on the order of 45 miles to the northeast, changes this whole concept that an oil spill is related to the surface processes and the damage, potentially the disaster that that oil at the surface can cause. I think you have to compound that problem by then adding the subsurface component of oil to the disaster, and perhaps at that point it turns into a three-dimensional catastrophe.
Hollander said that with oil gushing a mile below the surface, factors like variations in temperature and water pressure cause crude to chemically break down before it can make it to the surface, and unprecedented use of chemical dispersants isn't helping. Hollander said his team found plumes 45 miles northeast of the blown-out well.
Essentially, we found two layers. The first layer was 22 miles long by 6 miles wide by about 100 feet deep, and the second layer that we found at about 1,000 meters was more diffuse. It actually was between 1,000 and 1,200 meters. It extended for about 20 miles and was diffuse on its sides as well.
But Hollander did say they have yet to determine the plume's precise dimensions.
We're hoping that we can come back and within a week or so synthesize the data so that we can at least get a formulation of its eastern extent, where the front of the subsurface oil is. How far has it moved, and ultimately we should be able to get the physical dimensions using our shipboard sensors.
Confirmation that the plume is the result of the BP blowout came the same day the federal government released a report confirming similar findings. Hollander said concentrations of broken down oil, which is not visible to the naked eye, are as high as 750 parts per billion. He said that concentration was not technically toxic, but could become so for organisms exposed to it over long periods of time.
Time and concentrations can be interchangeable. You can have a high concentration for a low amount of time and have a very, very strong toxic effect, or you can have a lower concentration for a longer time and still have that same toxic effect. And this is where the danger for the environment lies.
Also unknown is the direction the plumes are headed. Hollander said there's concern over the possibility that oil might creep onto the continental shelf by way of DeSoto Canyon, which he called an express route between the blowout site and the shallow waters off Florida.
The DeSoto Canyon itself is a conduit where deeper waters that are rich in nutrients commonly make their way up onto the continental shelf, and those nutrients are used to support some really important aspects of primary production, which then go into the spawning, which then lead to the production and the effective spawning grounds.
Hollander said this could be hazardous to sensitive fisheries in the eastern Gulf.
These micro droplets essentially are 100% hydrocarbon and can easily be coating the gills of fish. They can be ingested by larval fish as food particles. And so the fact that these are not diluted in the waters, but they are actually droplets within the waters, changes the dynamics of how they interact with the environment.
Hollander's research team will head back out into the Gulf in early August. He said they plan on assessing the plumes in relation to DeSoto Canyon. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.